Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pare legbahe, eh, azunke, azunke pare legbahe, pare legbahe, me la jan kase washo, azunke, pare le pare vodou legbahe,
azunke pare legbahe,
eh, azunke,
azunke pare legbahe.
Along this life path and journey.
It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Monday, November 8th, 2010, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, universally, quantum metaphysically, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Tiameka, in the legendary and historic, beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. The land of my ancestors and those who came before me along the spiritualist hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick, the Opasiku, the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. And please do join me live and in archive from New Orleans here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, and Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time for Hoodoo Central and 1 hour of Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, every day at high noon for the Power Lunch. Live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question or comment or a reading request, please do be advised to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue. And I will address your call, question, or concern as spirit does allow. Area code 301, peace and blessings. Thank you so much for being in the house. Anybody calling from area code 301 is friend and family in my book. I will address your question or comment momentarily. I do see that your hand is raised, so I am acknowledging you. If you don't want me to unmute you and you're just listening, just press the number 1 again on your phone pad, and your hand will be lowered, and that way you can just listen undisturbed. But your hand is raised right now, and I will come to you just momentarily. Just give me a brief minute. And please do recognize all the other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning on the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Where you will find my Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince King Group. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationship, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. Also be reminded to visit these powerful voices in my virtual temple rooms, the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber, respectively, on my website. Papa Say can be found there virtually and in archive. Also, the truth terrorist, Queen Ifama, and, of course, Go-Go Nana Alana Omare, as well as some very powerful spiritualists and vendors, Teresa Kalahat, just to name one, who offers her divine angelic soaps. They're just the most delicious-looking and smelling and useful products. She sent me a care packet some while back, and let me tell you, I treat it like gold. It's on the highest shelf in my house, so no one can even by accident misuse any of this beautiful product, and of course some of it I offer to the deities. And, of course, my website where I can be reached utilizing various means, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I do specialize in doing battle, difficult, and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. So I'm going to now go to the phone lines, area code 301. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi, can you hear me?
I most certainly can.
Okay, how are you?
All is indeed a blessing.
Okay.
Who's calling and where in Maryland are you calling from?
I am Catherine and I am calling from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, wonderful. You know, I grew up not very far from there.
Okay, what part?
I grew up in Capitol Heights, right across the street from Bradbury Heights.
I know where that is. Mm-hmm.
Right there at Glacier and Nova Avenue.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly where you are. You're like on that border between Maryland and D.C.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think.
So how can I help you today?
I had a question, spiritual question. Are we allowed to ask those?
Absolutely. I prefer that to personal questions because, you know, it's very uncomfortable when people want me to do personal reading live on the Internet. So I'm most certainly here to assist you with your spiritual question.
Okay. My question is, well, it's kind of general and kind of personal, but I'll try to keep it as less personal. I've always thought that being in, that part of empowering yourself was coming into your inner power. So I've noticed that I've started to do that more. But now I have people telling me that that makes me more masculine. And so I'm a little confused about this empowerment thing now. Because I thought if you come into your own power, then in a way you are advancing to your higher sense of self.
Absolutely.
What is so masculine about this?
I don't know
why people see that as masculine.
Now there's two things at work. Part of it is you're working against the illusion. Society has given us these predefined roles, male, female, masculine, feminine, light, dark, strong, weak. And it is our human, earthbound nature to want to simplify things. Because truly, if we just sit back and contemplate, we live in a very complex universe.
Yes.
Not only our bodies, our minds, probably the most refined computer on the planet, but then how all of this works together. So it's human nature to want to oversimplify. Now, having said that, it also depends on where you're from. Now, we know that in traditional African-based cultures, there were many roles. For instance, women controlled the marketplace. They controlled money. They controlled business. And that was not seen as, in fact, it was seen as woman's work. You know, it wasn't seen as so masculine, you know, or even negative when we identify masculine. Now, having said that.
And I'm actually African.
God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. Now, God is both God and goddess. This is another issue we have in westernized culture. We have been indoctrinated through Judaism, Islam, Christianity, and a few other religions even, that God is all masculine.
Yes.
And then we superimpose we should fear God. Then we superimpose God is jealous God. Then we superimpose all this negative so-called masculine connotation.
Yes,
so that
overemphasis on the masculine.
Right. And a part of that was to subdue not only women, but the populace. Because truly, in indigenous culture, it was women that were at the head of the pyramid. Women is God. That's my opinion. You don't have to agree with that. You may understand that now. You may understand that moving forward. And my friend, Queenie Fama, she has a very good way of looking at this. Because even the usage with this filthy language of English, we have very ill-conceived ideas about God and goddess. And goddess is always seen as something separate from God, as opposed to being a part of that 360-degree totality. So you may very well have been cut off from some of your male energized energy, which in this culture we attribute it to men speaking out more, being aggressive, public speaking. Nzinga needed all that. All the great queens of Africa needed all those same traits and abilities to rule.
Okay.
And from a spiritual perspective, we are reunifying. So for men, they'll find that they become more sensitive. You've been cut off from emotion because you think that's a woman's thing. So when men, particularly in ATR, Yoruba, Ifa, where we have mountain, I've had priests call me with concerns about wanting to operate with Oshun, wanting to operate with Yemaya, and fearing being mounted, fearing allowing that energy to even come in, where the energy is already there. We have a mama, we have a father. The energy is already there. You're already a compilation of male and female. You're already a mixture of your mother's family and your father's family, your masculine so-called energies, which we often attribute to left brain activity, intellect, science, math, logic, reasoning. And female energies we attribute to the moon, to intuition, to spirit, to emotion, you know, to those things that are not necessarily as clearly defined. When the reality is, we are both.
Right.
And as we grow towards our ultimate spiritual destination, that begins to come to the surface. And unfortunately, it becomes more of a challenge for some than others, again, based on how you were raised, what type of family you were raised in. I came from a primarily female-dominated family. I'm used to seeing women do what's called men's work, okay, and not labeling it as men's work, okay? But at the flip side of that, I've also seen the negative repercussions of so-called masculine-based energy, excesses
right.
on the physical scale
right.
for both the male and female members of my family. So we need that. And many of us now, unfortunately, I was not one, and I say unfortunately because my father also left a lot of negative programming in our household. So I say unfortunate when I talk about families that didn't have a father. I wish my father had a left because we may have had a better chance rather, you know, with my mother and her masculine and female energies as opposed to trying to have that man in the house. And my mom said that, you know, I want to have a man. I want you to have your father, you know, and it took years until I was 30 before she, as an evangelist, accepted where the mistake was in that. Because if the male energy that's coming through, whoever it is, man or woman,
negative.
Is at the lower level, is only operating in the first chakra, then yeah, it's only going to have a limited use. And many people around you, and you didn't say this, but I'm going to throw it out there. You have more women who are disturbed by your energy than men.
Yes, that has been my experience, and I'm just like...
Mm-hmm.
And I brought this question up because I had a conversation with a friend where she disagreed with the way I approached males. And, you know, I mean, I was just taught that you have normal conversation, but you don't put yourself out there to the point where you're disrespecting yourself. You know, you you do that stuff when you're young, but as you get older, you really learn how to interact with men in a ladylike fashion. And so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of what I was taught. And she made it seem like I was very cold and acted as if I didn't need men. I'm like, no, that's not what it is. It just means that, you know, you have to have a sense of composure and a sense of dignity when approaching anybody, really. You know, so you can say this is how I expect to be treated. If you want to go deeper than that, then there's this level of social protocol that needs to take place for that to happen. I mean, that's just what I was raised. I could...
Mm-hmm.
But she just took
Absolutely.
It the wrong way and just made it seem like I was this feminazi. And I'm like, it's not. I'm not a feminazi. I'm just.
And even though you sound clearly like you're okay with it, don't fear that energy. Because often I tried that. I regressed. I changed even my appearance to better, what I thought was better, complement where people were with that whole thing. And I found even in the strip down, I'm going to call it the strip down of appearance, people still felt that which I was trying to conceal. They still felt that energy and that presence. And two, we've been disconnected from the spirit realm and our ancestors. And for many of us, for you, clearly, your male ancestors are pushing you forward. They're
yes,
saying,
I've
you know,
been
go,
received...
girl, get out there. Don't
yes, I have
people.
Been. Yes, I have mm-hmm. been. I do a lot of ancestral worship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should say that on the telephone. But, yes, and I always sense that there was one female ancestor and two male ancestors, and, you know, they were the ones who have led me towards this path. So everything I have done has been because I have received some kind of confirmation from the spirit world that this is where I needed to be. So
mm-hmm.
I'm just really surprised. I just find that this young lady's energy is so strong that it throws me off. I'm also an empath, so I can feel her
mm-hmm.
energy, and I can feel that there's something about my energy that bothers her, and it's just amazing.
You're speaking my experience because, again, I've tried to strip down. I've tried changing even, you know, what I appear to be to people out in public, and they still see it. They still pick it up. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. And when I was silent, they spoke. And for me, my female ancestry comes through very strong. Even at a full beard, you know, in Walgreens, it's, can I help you, ma'am? You know, excuse me, have you seen a woman with this much hair? Oh, no, I'm sorry, I didn't, you know. And I'm not offended by it even anymore because I know what it is. You know,
right.
if it's okay for Christians to say, you see the God in me, the Jesus in me, then why is it not okay for those of us within ATR to have the Orisha, the Lawa, the deity, the ancestors show themselves through you?
Right.
And that's just a part of the natural spiritual equation. And I found that as I surrendered to it, they began to address people really at the subconscious level. Because I get it all the time, particularly from people who don't know me, complete strangers, children even, will speak directly to them and sense that presence on me, around me, and through me. So don't resist it.
Okay.
And you don't sound like you are, you know, but don't hold any feeling of responsibility for other people's getting it.
Okay.
Some will battle you on it because they do get it. And there's a fear that you're stepping out of your place, that you're taking on something that maybe they wish they had the courage to do. And I've had many come back and say just those words. I was fearful. I didn't know how to operate within that, and I'm in a different place now, and I thank you for being true to your authenticity.
Mm.
Be true to your authenticity.
I completely understand. Thank you so much.
Sure, I'm here for you. I'm sorry we only had limited time because this is a 30-minute show, but I'm here for you.
Thank you so much. You have a good
Peace
day.
Peace and
blessings. Blessed day.
You too.
Bye.
Yes, indeed. I'm always open to follow spirit. Some of you know I'm very overplanned, Queen Bee, Fire Witch. I had a show mapped out, but when spirit speaks, you have to listen. You have to listen. And there's something in the air right now. It started right after midnight. I can't explain it. I don't have words for it yet, but I've had over 30 calls this morning. It's been profound, and it seems to be opening, particularly in career, business, all the things related to that, work, job, all of that, but also in spiritual path. I haven't gotten one call this morning about, can you help me with my love life? And the responses have been so overwhelmingly positive and open that, you know, I had to immediately go and look at the charts and consult spirit and kind of find out, okay, what's going on? And I so far haven't gotten a specific enough answer that I can put in words and kind of relate it to you. But I will say this. Selenite, S-E-L-E-N-I-T-E. Selenite operates with the higher self and is most beautiful of the whole gypsum family of minerals. It generally forms in clear wands, but you can also find it in these sort of odd-looking pyramids. Just imagine if you rolled up a newspaper and then kind of cut the top off in circular layers, almost like a Mayan temple. They have sort of a pyramidal form, and you can find those out there too. But its energy is clear, high, sweet, invoking aspects of both air and water. And selenite aids in moving energy throughout the water and fluids of our body and creation, encouraging the health and the enlightenment of ourselves and our light bodies. Selenite's energies allow us to experience the incredible energy of an activated physical vehicle, one full of light, love, and illumination. When all of the separate elements of our consciousness in our bodies are activated, we are able to allow our highest visions to enter our physical world. And that gateway is open right now. This is the goal of being physical, to bring our highest consciousness into the physical realm and to use it, utilize it, work with it to create and enlighten reality and humanity, and bring all of humanity into resonance, first with the earth, but then with the divine, creative universe and spirit. Selenite is a doorway through which the vibration of our higher self can enter into our consciousness and physical systems. The higher self is the aspect of ourselves that is aware of the totality of our being. It exists outside of our physical earth plane laws and reality, between our mind, our soul, and our higher or superconsciousness. When we are connected to our higher selves, our physical body and physical manifestations become direct, conscious tools for divine expression. We are coming to a point in our experience when we must return to a state of interconnectedness and connection to the divine light and forces of our universe. Without this connection, we cannot attain our fullest development. And selenite has come to aid us in achieving this by bringing the light of spirit into the earth plane existence. Like the stone fluorite that we dealt with on yesterday, selenite deals with the crown chakra through 12. Its affirmation is a reflection of earth and of the divine spirit above. Selenite is speaking of your response ability to your purpose. It is time for you to take your response ability, by awareness you are beginning to embody. Selenite, above all other allies, creates resonance in our energy body that initiates us in a time of renewed connection to divine spirit. Please do join me here tomorrow at high noon with the Divine Prince and the Power Lunch. Divine light and illumination, divine peace and blessings, divine frequency and tranquility. Ashe.
Praise is so high. Do you love me? Yeah. Jah Jah love.